वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जयतं सुरचोपङ्गो मामन्दमते गति मत्सर्वस्वापदम्बुजो श्रीराधा मदन मोहनो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानन्द अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि अम्बो. In this evening's discourse, I would like to introduce to all of you a very important subject matter, that is, how to overcome Maya or illusion. The basis of our talk will be Krishna's own words in the Bhagavad Gita, where he explains how it is difficult to become free from illusions. Daivikresha gunamayi Daivikresha gunamayi Mama maya turatyaya Vaye prapatyante mayametam karantite. Here the Supreme Personality of Godhead explains, my dear Arjuna, it is very difficult to overcome the material energy called Maya, which is composed of the three gunas. But although this is so difficult to get out of Maya or samsara, someone who surrenders unto me can easily cross beyond the material energy or Maya. In our scriptures, it is explained that Maya works in two ways. The Maya Shakti has two types of workings. It's almost like the electrical current, which works in two modi operandi, AC, DC, you know this. The first is that Maya covers our real knowledge. It's called in Sanskrit the Avaranatmika Shakti. By Maya's energy, we think, I am a human being, I am an Andhra Pradeshi, or we think I am a German, a policeman, Maya covers us so that we forget that in reality we are Amritaputras, children of eternity, or as Krishna explains, his part and parcels, eternally full of bliss and knowledge. It's covering. When I am covered, I cannot see you, because between me and my vision is a piece of cloth. My vision is covered. I am blind. When Maya, in the similar way, covers the living entity, he becomes blind and can no longer see the reality. No longer it is possible for him to see Krishna. There is a curtain between him and Krishna, the curtain of Maya. Hari Bol. Avaranatmika Shakti. The second way Maya works is by what is called Prakshepatmika Shakti. It manifests in desires. A person who is covered by the material energy develops very powerful material desires for sense gratification. In the Bhagavatam, this is explained, and I hope you will not become red under your brown skin now when you hear how psychologically the Bhagavatam explains the pulling force of Maya, the Prakshepatmika Shakti. Even the greatest emperor, Julius Caesar, or a prime minister, is pulled by this force of Maya, which manifests in the attraction to the opposite sex. Kapila Dev explains this. Balam me payamaya stri maya gadino disham yakaroti padakrantam bruvichrim vena kevalam. Just try to understand the mighty strength of my Maya in the shape of woman, who by the mere movement of her eyebrows can keep even the greatest conquerors of the world under her grip. I have heard that Ravan's women knew the power which lies in the movement of the eyebrows, and they applied 13 different types of colors between the eyebrows and the eyelid. 13 different types. There's so much power in the glance of woman, or when you are a woman, there's so much power in the glance of a lusty man that immediately one loses his concentration. Even in a spiritual movement, sometimes this potency of Maya brings great leaders to leave their ashrams and come back into the material energy. So, Maya is Krishna's energy, and she works in two ways. She covers our real knowledge and she pulls us away from Krishna. So, I'm seeing that already one third of my audience has left the lecture. I must now think how to pull you into the lecture. It is maybe too abstract. I will now have to move a little bit more concrete so that everyone, even the tired Hyderabad Vasi, the man from Hyderabad, exhausted by the life in this terrible city, can concentrate on spiritual subjects. And I have decided to tell you all a little story so that your attention is not pulled away by Maya. What do you think of this idea? We must be practical. It's Kali Yuga and it's evening time. And our mind is weak when we live in big towns. So let us now move into a story which makes clear what we have listened up to now in a philosophical way. Once Narada Muni wanted to go and visited Krishna and asked Krishna a question. Please, Krishna, show me the power of your Maya. Krishna said, really? Do you want to see? Narada Muni said, yes, I am preaching about Maya all the time. I need to see. So Krishna said, well, let us walk. They walked for a little while until they came to a desert. Then Krishna said, I am so thirsty. Can you please bring me a glass of water? There, should I go, said Narada Muni. Well, there is a little village, go and get water from there. So Narada Muni went into this village, and when he knocked at the door, he saw how a beautiful woman was opening the door. What do you want? Oh, said Narada Muni, I want a glass of water. So the woman brought him a glass of water, but then she said, why don't you also sit down a little bit? So he said, no, it's not really my intention. I need this water for a very special person. Let me go. But the woman said, no, sit down. Come, my dear cultured devotee. Comes a very cultured devotee who knows the art of serving Vaishnavas. Sit down. Stay with us. And then, the next moment, a door opened and the father of the woman came and said, oh, you must be Narada Muni. Do you want to marry my daughter? She's in marriageable age. Narada Muni said, no, I actually wanted to stay brahmachari. No, it's in the horoscope of this village that you would come and you please marry my daughter. There is also a prophecy which tells us that you would come today, please marry. Narada Muni was falling under the control of Maya. His intelligence became covered and desires came in his heart. And he became the wife of the husband of this beautiful lady. He gave her two children and lived a long life with her until one day there was a monsoon and the river became full of water. It took away the house of Narada Muni, then it took away the wife, it took away his two children, and And Narada Muni was drowning in the water of the river. He was very sad because he had just left his lost his whole family. And then he cried in utmost despair as he was drowning, "Krishna!" He woke up and he saw he was holding a piece of a dhoti. It was a yellow dhoti. And he looked up and he looked into the smiling face of Krishna. "Do you now understand Maya?" said Krishna. "This was my Maya. What can we learn from this? When we forget to bring the glass of water, when we forget our devotional service for Krishna, do you really come under the control of the covering influence of the material energy? And then we are pulled away. If you want to overcome the wonderful and mysterious works of Maya, the material energy, you have to learn to bring the glass of water. You have to learn to engage in the service of Krishna." Now, someone who wants to surrender to Krishna and in this way overcome the material energy needs to learn 6 points in his life. The first point, I think this is very, very important for you now to listen. I know it is late and your mind is like typical people of cities, very unconcentrated. I've never seen such an audience as you. Doesn't happen in Germany. But now you need to absolutely control your minds. If you want to overcome the material energy, you need to know these 6 points. Krishna only listens to someone's prayer who has learned this art, which we will now learn, the art of surrender. Have you prayed to God?
Yes,
sometimes. Has He answered your prayers?
Yes.
Has He answered all your prayers?
Yes.
Very good.
No.
Otherwise you would not be in this position where you are so unconcentrated when there is a spiritual subject. The question really which I want to raise is, to whose prayer does Krishna listen? And whose prayer does Krishna answer? Krishna listens to the prayer of someone who is surrendered to Krishna. The first point of surrender is that you must be meek and humble, not like me, who sits here for one evening and tells you, you are not the best audience. You must become very humble. Hare Krishna, I'm also trying to become humble, but I want to make sure that you all listen, and therefore I need to shake you a little bit, because today was a heavy day for all of you, I can see. So much was going on. You need to first become very humble. You need to understand, I am an Amsa, a little tiny part of Krishna. It's a scandal that I have forgotten Him and that I'm identifying myself with something which I'm not. This is Maya. cannot go on. Humility means to understand I'm not these big arrangements which I have made. I'm not a student. I'm not this and that. I'm not the body. I'm a part of Krishna. You need to meditate about this. Otherwise you are in Maya. You need to think every day, I am only your servant. The next point, you need to do some devotional service in your life. Krishna listens not to the proud, arrogant fool who never does any service. He wants to see that we do some service, whatever little we can do. The next thing is, you need to become a member of a spiritual family. That means you need to think of Krishna as your maintainer. Just like your father maintains you, you have to see that Krishna is your only maintainer, your guardian, the one who takes care of you. Just Prabhupada said how we should chant. We should chant like a little child who cries for the mother. When you go over the market, what is your name?
Mahashivadas.
Mahashringadas. And the businessman calls, oh Mahashringa, Mahashringa. You know, oh no, this businessman just wants to sell me some fruits or something. But when you, are you married, Mahashringa Prabhu? Do you have a child? What is the name of your child?
Anupam.
But if Anupam calls, Mahashringa, Pitaji, then you know, because Anupam feels you are his maintainer. The quality of his crying has a different sound to it, right? In the same way, the devotee needs to think, Krishna, you are like my father. And then he turns to Krishna like this. Krishna hears. But if a devotee turns like Krishna to Krishna like a businessman from the bazaar, you want something, Krishna doesn't really hear so much his prayers. The next point is you need to have faith that Krishna will protect you in your life. Meditate about this, how Krishna is your protector. What can we do without the protection of Krishna? We can have the best parents, the best doctors, like Dr. Branko is a very famous doctor from Switzerland. And when we went to Ahobalam, he had a whole bag sack full of different medicines against snake bite, vampire bite, monkey bite, all medicines. He was a traveling pharmacy. But even Dr. Branko cannot help when there are certain diseases. When a snake bites really heavy, then your medicines from Switzerland won't work, Dr. Branko. So Krishna is our only protector. Not even Dr. Branko, this is European medicines, best working medicines, can protect us against death. Dr. Branko agrees. In this world, Krishna is our protection. The fool forgets it, but a devotee remembers it. And the last two points are to accept those things which are favorable for Krishna consciousness and to reject the unfavorable, like smoking or going to cinema or, you know, whatever is unfavorable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us this path, the path of Sharanagati, the path of surrender. Sorry. And by learning this, by going into this school, you will come to a platform that the Lord hears your prayer. The Lord will personally take care that He pulls you out of the material energy, and then your life becomes blissful. Maya can only bewilder the person who is not surrendering to Krishna. But when Maya sees that you are surrendering to Krishna, then the same Maya will give you a garland. Oh, you have done very nice. I want to finish my discourse this evening by bringing your attention to the two faces of Maya. Faces. For someone who does not surrender to Krishna, Maya is the cruel enchanter who always pulls us away from the Lord. But for someone who wants to surrender to Krishna, Maya or the material energy becomes his best friend. I remember today we were very eager to come to have the darshan of Radha Madan Mohan, and we passed the red light on our way to the mandir, and there was a policeman, but he was not like the typical Indian policeman who does not care. He really wanted to have some money, the ticket and everything. And then our Nadahari, this is our Nadahari Prabhu, he said, "I will take care." And this policeman was really determined. He banged on our car. "No, no, no, you have to pay." And then, but then Nadahari went out, said, "Hare Krishna, we are sadhus, we are going to have the darshan." And then the same policeman, who was very cruel, smiled and said, "Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, go, chaliye." This is how Maya is also. When she sees that we want to surrender to Krishna, she says, "Chaliye, chalo bhai, go, move, go to Krishna." At that moment, she shows her smiling face. I remember one time Srila Prabhupada made a traveling preaching tour through Andhra and came to the town Vishakhapatnam. That's in Andhra?
Yes.
Yes. It's close to the ocean, I believe?
Yes.
Yes. So his devotees were very tired from traveling, and Prabhupada was telling them, "Go and take your bath in the sea every day." So after some time, one Western devotee came back to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, this is Maya. There's such nice sun, such nice waves, coconut trees. I totally forget Krishna. It's so much Maya, so much enjoyment. But then Prabhupada gave a very important answer. Shunya. Shunya?
Yes.
Shunya. He said, but the sun is the eye of God. The waves of the ocean are the belly of God. The coconut trees are the hairs on the Vishvarupa. Where is Maya? I can only see Krishna. Where is the Maya? You follow? For someone who is surrendered to Krishna, the material energy stops her covering and her pulling. You must learn to surrender to Krishna by becoming very meek and humble. That means give up your ahankara. Ahankara is in the arms and in the neck. In the arms, or I'm a strong man or a strong woman, and I have a big position. I also have a Samsonite case. Let us give our ahankara by becoming very humble. That means understanding that we are eternal souls. Then let us do something in our lives where we serve Krishna. Even if we just bring flowers for the deities, or we can preach to our friends, then let us remember that we are part of Krishna's family and he is the maintainer. And finally, last but not least, let us remember the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our lives. So I will end here. Thank you very much for listening. If in my during my lecture I have spoken a little strongly, you please forgive me. I'm coming from Germany. The people are very much in Maya. And when I see Maya, I become very energetic, because it is the duty of the devotees to shake us up from our Maya. Then they are our real friends. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi go nitai ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Bol.
Maharaj, you said.
Now we have time for one question. We have 4 more minutes to the time. And we will choose our Mahashiva. Mahashringa, yes.
Humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Now you said that Maya is very powerful, and even we find in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is also telling Krishna that this is overcoming the intelligence. This is so powerful, and the senses are so strong, they are getting me carried away against my will. When Arjuna can have this problem, and I'm just neophyte and I started chanting, and we are living in the materialistic world, dealing with so many people, and our environment is completely against, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you see one Mayavadi, you take bath. Whereas we are whole day living with complete that environment and seeing so much pornography and outside world. And
in India also we see?
See, these things on the street.
So much.
Yes. Yes. So now.
What to do?
What to, and then you only said that it's so powerful that Narad Muni also, you know, glance at the woman and Mataji, then how we can preach and maintain and how we can...
Very good question. Maya is so powerful. We live in Hyderabad. What shall we do? Haribol. In my story with Narada Muni, the point was made that as long as we keep our service, our mission very strongly before our eyes, then Maya has not so much chance. Like in the West, sometimes devotees go to big festivals where men and women go topless, bottomless. 1,000 topless, bottomless men and women. Yes. The moment the devotees who go there forget to give prasadam, to give the holy name, they are finished. But as long as they remember service, not so much can happen. Now my second answer, this is a general answer, now I will give you a more specific answer. A little while ago, well, when Narahari and the devotees from Germany went to Ahobalam, we saw that many roads were finished because of the strong water falls. I think Andhra had the biggest water since many years, isn't it? The rivers just took the roads away and so on. It was in the forest in Ahobalam, stones and everything was really strong. But even the strongest river can become harmless when there is a proper dike system, a proper embankment. Like today we came and saw the Krishna River at Sri Shailam, you know, they had a very nice system so that the water, even when the water goes very high, cannot make any problem. So Maya is very, very strong, like a strong river who can take everything of our lives away. But if we make the proper embankment, do you understand this word, embankment? Then the river of Maya cannot do so much harm. Krishna tells us what should be the proper embankment. Srinivas, this is a very nice and practical point. One bank must be abhyasa and the other vairagya. Abhyasa means constant practice in spiritual life. If you have this one embankment intact, it's very good. The second is, you must have some vairagya, some sort of detachment. Every one of us must practice. You are grihastha, you must have some rules of detachment where you say, this is what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to eat this or go to this particular cinema. Everyone in each ashram needs these two things. Otherwise, the Maya River will take our everything away. We must have a constant spiritual practice and we must have some sort of detachment. Hare Krishna, we have now reached the time.
The whole universe is controlled by the Almighty.
Hare Krishna. Shri Gaurinitai ki jai. Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jay. Go Premanandi.
Satyanarayana Maharaj ki jay.